The Czech Ministry of Agriculture do not see any reason to be included by the European Union in such a third list of risky countries where occurrence of BSE is presupposed, because the measures we have been taken to avoid the occurrence of this disease justify us to declare our beef as safe for all the consumers. The technology for processing the bone meal produced in the Czech Republic was much more strict since 1962 than the process used in European countries, where most strict criteria to produce bone meal were taken much later, since 1994.
According to information available, not a single case of a mad cow disease has been monitored in the Czech Republic so far. Well, is there any possibility that BSE might appear in this country?
Well, we would agree to be included by the European Union in such a second list of countries where occurrence of BSE cannot be absolutely excluded, but where its occurrence is highly improbable due to the all of safety measures taken. Also, I have to say that we do know Czech farmers never used to feed cattle with bone meal, firstly because it is very expensive, and feeding cows with bone meal wouldn't be economic. And secondly, it was not allowed by the Czech veterinary authorities to feed cows with this meal. And finally, we are now doing much more testing to detect BSE in livestock in order to ensure all the consumers that Czech beef is absolutely safe.
Does the Czech Republic still import cattle or bone meal from any EU country?
We do make a selection from which countries these imports are allowed and from which are not. Till today, imports of beef and beef meat and livestock are allowed from Sweden, Finland, Austria and Greece, while the imports of bone meal is banned since the end of November of last year. But to give you the most fresh information, we didn't import any beef meat or livestock from any European Union countries since the beginning of the year.